Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Kathy Slack, and this is Tales from the Veg Patch, 15 minutes of rural calm with uplifting stories and essays about growing food, the healing powers of gardening, and seasonal recipes to reconnect you with nature. It's mid-August, so the Courgette Growers Support Group is taking on many new members, and the Courgette Glut Helpline is ringing off the hook. Or at least, it is for most people. Generally, August is when the courgettes are at their most prolific, producing new fruit daily and filling the fridge so comprehensively that I've often resorted to stacking them up in the wine rack. However, for me this year, the courgettes have been a bit slow. Yes, they're producing, but not with the supernatural vigour they usually do. Perhaps it's the heat and the drought. Plus, they were slow to get going when I planted them out in late May, so maybe they've just never reached their full glutting potential. Also, I broke Monty's first and only rule of courgette growing. Don't plant more than one per square metre. Square metre! Only someone with restraint as limitless as his growing space would suggest such a thing. Still, I've plenty to go round, and I know lots of people with more than plenty. So this week, I thought I'd share an essay on courgettes, which you will find at the beginning of the courgette chapter in my cookbook from the Veg Patch. A few parish notices first, though. I'm doing a couple of special gather and grow classes at Dalesford Cookery School and Market Garden on the 19th of August and the 1st of September, and I'd love you to join me. Then I'll be at Big Feastival, also in Kingham, 26th to the 28th of August, cooking on the main stage every day and generally flitting about. So do come along and say hi if you can. Details of both in the show notes. Incidentally, no show next week because that silent retreat I went on, see last week's episode for more on that, was so fabulous that I'm going back for another. Right, to the courgette glut. Courgettes, a blissful tyranny. Look a veg grower in the eye in August, and you will see there a glint of mania. Usually calm, at one with nature, there is now a flicker in their steady gaze, a ripple in their still waters. The courgette glut is peaking, and they are unhinged by it. Which is understandable. When courgettes get into their stride, they crop relentlessly, producing 2, 3, 4 new fruits every day, a frenzied explosion of fecundity, unrelenting, unfading, and seemingly infinite. And you can't just leave them, you have to keep picking. If you don't, the fruit will grow and grow, ballooning to gargantuan proportions, bloated and bursting at the seams like a green violet Beauregard. And then the plant will stop producing, sure that the swollen beast it has spawned will secure the next generation. It will give up making new fruit and put all its energy into growing this grotesque, distended baby. So you have to keep picking. The pressure of such a harvest can get on top of even the most placid gardener, their innate drive to use up the glut, escalating into hysterical bouts of preserving, pickling, pureeing, freezing, foisting on unwitting neighbours. I once abandoned a bucket on the village green with a sign saying, "Please, for the love of God, help yourself." What's weird about all this is that the glut is entirely self-inflicted. I could sow fewer seeds, but I don't. I could give them less space in the patch, but I don't. I could plant only the healthiest seedlings rather than all of them, but I don't. I just don't. Because, like every other gardener, I am secretly in thrall to the glut. Yes, the tyranny of it is oppressive, but deep down in my green-fingered soul, I love the abundance of it all, the generosity of nature, plentiful and bounteous, her easy beneficence, her richness, her sheer quantity of life. I relish it all. It is blissful, even in its tyranny. One of the reasons courgettes are so prolific is that they are very easy to grow, bulletproof in fact. And they are generally happy in pots, which makes them an ideal starter crop for new growers who don't have much space. For pot growing, pick a bushy variety like Defender, for example, more on which later, which will grow neatly in its space, rather than a rambling variety which will maraud all over your balcony and attempt to escape to the flats below. If the growing spot is frost-free and sheltered, simply sow 2 or 3 seeds in April into the middle of a 50cm diameter container filled with peat-free compost. Water and wait. When the seedlings are about 5cm high, pull up the 2 weakest ones, I know, and leave the healthiest one to grow on into adulthood, watering well and feeding weekly with a liquid seaweed. It will keep a family of 4 in courgettes until probably the middle of October. Don't come to courgettes looking for bold flavours. For what assertiveness they possess is used up entirely in the growing. Their taste is all mildness, a delicacy that belies their despotic ways in the patch. Whichever variety you pick, they will taste pretty much the same as the next. All varieties are good for eating raw, perhaps in an anchovy and lemon salad. Similarly, any will do for grating into fritters or scones. See my cookbook for recipes. They do, however, vary in their looks, and given how diverse and delightful they are, that is variety enough. Romanesco, for example, looks like a clown, long-limbed and stripy. Rondo Denisa is green and spherical and one of my favourites for stuffing. Summer Ball is golden and spherical. Gold Rush, Shooting Star and Golden Dawn number 3 are yellow too, but cylindrical. Tromba d'Albenga, or however you say it, as the name suggests, has a trumpet-like curve and a bulbous end. It's quite outrageous, and a great rambling variety. The plainest of them all is Defender, which is the solid green sort you get in the shops, but it is extremely reliable and prolific, so we shall forgive it its lack of allure. But really, the options are endless, from pale Lungo Bianco or warty Rugosa Fruliana, sorry again for the pronunciation, to canary yellow and shaped like a flying saucer, that sunburst patty pan. They might be despots, but they are handsome ones and worthy of a place in any garden. Ways with courgettes. Courgettes are so quick and easy to use, their delicate flavour so biddable and their greenness so fresh that I add them to almost all my summer cooking. Before the bitterness of old age has set in, they are young and tender and best served raw. The ribboning technique offers myriad possibilities. This is simply using a potato peeler to shave ribbons off the outer part of the courgettes. I tend to stop when I get to the seeds. With your ribboned courgettes, you might do any of the following. Combine them with basil, toasted pine nuts, olive oil, and lemon juice, then top with mozzarella or burrata. Toss them in chopped herbs and olive oil, then pile onto bruschetta with prosciutto. Mix raw courgette ribbons with cooked prawns, sun-dried tomatoes, lemon juice, and olive oil. But there are other ways with raw courgette too. Grated raw courgette mixed with cream cheese, herbs, crushed garlic, and sea salt makes for a speedy sandwich filling or dip. Raw courgettes turned into a tangle of green rope using a julienne peeler, I refuse to call them courgetti, it's an awful phrase, can be stirred into hot cooked linguine just long enough to soften them, then doused with pesto for the quickest and greenest of suppers. Cooked courgettes are more changeable. They can be velvety or caramelised, yielding or crisp, depending on how you cook them. For example, for silky, rich courgettes, finely slice and cook them in a lidded pan with lots of olive oil, butter and sea salt for at least 30 minutes until almost dissolving. Serve as a side or just slather onto bread and devour. For more crunch, finely slice courgettes and lay them on a sheet of puff pastry like fish scales and having scored the border of the pastry around the edge. Bake at 210 degrees C fan for 20 to 30 minutes until the courgettes are crinkled at the edges and the base crisp. Then scatter with crumbled feta and serve. Griddling courgettes in a pan or on a barbecue concentrates their flavour, caramelising them and intensifying their sweetness. For the best effect and extra char lines, slice the courgettes into long strips, brush with olive oil, then griddle. Serve with thick Greek yogurt spiked with crushed garlic. Or toss the griddled strips with chopped herbs and serve with medallions of pork tenderloin or griddled chicken breast. A lightly sautéed courgette has bite and sweetness, but it can quickly turn greasy, soggy and acrid if overcooked. Try briefly frying diced courgettes in olive oil, then folding them into beaten eggs with some grated cheddar cheese or morsels of goat's cheese for a summery omelette. Of course, the ultimate courgette luxury isn't the fruit at all, it's the flowers, stuffed. I like to pick the female flowers. It seems particularly decadent because they have the prized baby courgette still attached to them, whereas the male ones are obviously without fruit and ten a penny. I fill them, fruit attached, with herby ricotta or an egg yolk, then twist them shut, dunk the whole lot in tempura batter, the recipe for which is in my cookbook, and deep fry them for the briefest minute or two. Courgette heaven. But then, is there any sort of courgette eating that isn't heaven?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.